/FREE.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
7 minutes after 9 o'clock, 64 degrees right now, and partly sunny, partly smoky, take your pick. Tuesday, June 13th edition. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. Gotta talk real estate like we do every Tuesday with Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. And Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
We want to talk numbers. Have they done much?
Nope, they haven't done much, and I don't know that they're going to do much for a while the way it's looking.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll just leave it at that.
That's it. You know, you gotta, if you want to get in on the housing market, you just might have to bite the bullet.
Hey, we were talking before we went on air, too. You do a lot of listings, or you do some listings, maybe not a lot, but you do some listings in the outlying area, correct?
Correct. Oh. You know, we'll go out to the smaller towns and work with them if we can, you know, and certainly if they want us out there. And,
right.
You know, the smaller towns are doing better, too. They have come around in the last couple of years. Values have gone up, and there's more people, I think, looking at that as an alternative to the more expensive properties in Wapton, Breckenridge.
Well, and I've heard that, too. I've actually read stories about that. You know, there used to be such an influx to the bigger cities, and now they're getting out of that and going back to the smaller town.
Yeah, they are. And you know, I think some people could look at it from a sports perspective. Their kids might have a better chance to play in a smaller school than a bigger school. But yet, you know, school districts seem to be a part of the picture, too. If, you know, there's always more people probably wanting to be, I shouldn't say this, but into the Wapton School District. But at the same time, there's certainly plenty of people that are more than happy to be out in the smaller towns and just enjoy that atmosphere more.
Absolutely. Hey, what makes a perfect house? If Steve Dietrich could put up the perfect house to sell, what would it have to have when you walk in the door as a realtor?
Boy, oh boy, you're going to put me on the spot.
I am.
Well, the perfect house to me would be putting the majority of the things you need on the main floor of a house. You know, we never think about it when we're younger, but now that I'm older, too, and my knees aren't as good as they used to be, I'm very happy to have most of the things I need on the main floor, which is typically a minimum of two bedrooms, and if possible, that laundry room on the main floor, too.
Mm-hmm.
You save you doing steps. And right now, if you ever pay any attention to new construction, there's very, very few houses, if any, that I can remember right now that are being built with a basement.
Right.
You know, people are just staying away from water issues, I think, more than anything. And keeping things on one floor just saves a lot of steps and things like that. So, you know, that it's that, you know, kitchen, eating area, living room, laundry, couple bathrooms, and at least minimum of a couple bedrooms on the main floor.
Has it always been that way, or has that just kind of changed in your head over the years?
Well, I think it's always been acceptable to everybody. You know, if you want to buy a two-story home and you can't find it, you will accept a one-story home if
sure.
it comes along.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want a one-story, you're not going to accept a two-story. They're out. You know, so I always say that the fallback is always going to be the one story or the Rambler home. If you don't know what to do, buy that, you're safe.
Throughout your career, have you ever gone into a home and went, geez, I could live here?
I've done that a few times lately if I was a little younger.
Right.
You know, there's that one on the golf course, I'm going to say it, is on the number 3 green there. That's a beautiful home. Yes, maybe some updates for a lot of people going in there, but that's one house that'd be well worth updating because I think the value will go right up with it.
Boy, what a location all the way around. I mean, yeah. you're on a pretty accessible street, and I got the golf course right out your back door.
Yeah, exactly. And that particular house has that empty spot right next to it too, where 16th Avenue would extend right out into the golf course. So,
right.
You know, it's just got some space around it, and it's a very, very nice home, gorgeous living room.
Hey, something we've got to mention, too. I got to mention this. If people want to look and see what you've got as far as listings, can they go to your website?
They can go to our website. You know, mm-hmm. I may push people a little different direction if they call me directly because I think it gives them a quicker look at it. You know, it keeps things all in price order. It's just very easy to follow along.
Right.
But you can get there through our website, but I may give somebody one different way to go in. You know, I think it's just probably a little easier to read and follow.
Absolutely. And they can just stop into your office too, right? To your on Dakota Avenue.
You bet. We can take care of all the needs that they have out there, and hopefully they'll be happy with the service.
Steve, always a pleasure have you in here every Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of the week, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
You do the same, Bill.
Talking real estate, you with Steve and Cherry from Action Realty. We do this every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too."